I mean, yeah, sure, it was a little weird, but on the net, it was a positive. Dude, you cannot be serious. On the net, it's a positive.
Let's run it, baby. We out here. Episode 100.
Bang.
Bow, 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 bang, bow. Dude. We out here, dude. John Christ, Alex Lagos in the studio. Garrett Maddox on the mic and on video.
We love that.
Yeah.
Big promo. Look at him sitting up. Nice posture.
Welcome. We can give you some.
Camera.
We can give
you
some. Garrett's in the house.
Happy you're here.
It's all good.
No, I don't. How many pods have you sat in on?
Two.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, this is my third.
Well, somebody said, I think people have said, dude, if you have someone else in the studio, you got to put them on mic.
And on camera.
Yeah, because we just like refer to them and they're like, dude, we can't hear anything.
It's like, hey, man, this sucks for us.
Right, yeah.
It's like trying to listen in on a combo and you can't quite hear
Who
everything.
Is it? Garrett, how long have you been out with us on the road?
I've been working with you in general for like a year. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Cooking up some videos. Some of your favorite John Chris videos shot by Garrett Maddox, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, or your least favorite. I mean, it just
depends.
Yeah.
Cinematics in the studio. He got the promo, dude.
Love it.
This week's episode brought to you by Gooder Sunglasses, baby. Gooder makes $25 active sunglasses that don't slip, don't bounce, and are 100% polarized, baby. Peep Alex Lagos right now. Hot, hot look. Look, I mean, dude, who says no? And you pull up in the valet with those, we'll keep you up front.
They're parking it up front.
We'll keep you up front.
They might even request that I stand outside with the car.
Yeah.
They'd be like, you know what? Actually, you can't go in. We need you out here.
Somebody at the airport goes, excuse me, who are you?
Yeah.
Like, are you a celebrity?
You have to be someone.
With those? Oh, features and benefits, lightweight and comfortable, 100% polarized, stylish. If you're active or running, they don't slip or bounce. Easy to clean. Gooder, $25 sunglasses. They're top to bottom. They're all 25.
Yeah.
Or they start at 25.
They start at 25.
Unbelievable.
They have some that are higher, but like that's up to you. And the 25s are not cheap, man.
1 year warranty, 30-day free return. It's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Carbon neutral, 1% good, plus 1% for the planet. Oh, 1% for the planet. Let me say why I love Gooder sunglasses.
Yeah, please.
They gave us a couple of them.
They did.
And I went to the NASCAR race in Atlanta. The race started at 2:30. I met everybody probably about noon, and I got back to my car at 7, and I didn't have them.
Mm.
That's doing a lot of things, hugging a lot of people, running around victory lane, and then you go, oh, where are my glasses?
Right.
If you're going $300 deep in a Louis Vuitton set of, I don't even know if they make sunglasses.
Sure.
That's too much.
Mm-hmm.
Where are the glass? You're going to the beach. You're going to spring break. Get the glass. And these look good too.
Dude, they're phenomenal.
25 bones, baby.
I'm somebody who in the past has overspent on sunglasses.
So am I.
Now, though, I know that I can get the quality of something expensive for the price of something that's not.
If you got a pair of Ray-Bans around your neck, I go, bad with money.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
Irresponsible.
Irresponsible.
Yeah. And the different frames they have, the different lenses they have, like the variety is insane.
Nah. People have commented to me, dude, you got the Gooders on?
Yeah.
Is that how you pronounce it?
Gooders.
Gooders. Let's go. If you want to support the show, pick up a pair. Gooder is giving net positive listeners free shipping on your first order. You can go to gooder.com. That's G-O-O-D-R. No E in that. Gooder.com/net positive. Use the code net positive to get free shipping. Free 30-day money-back guarantee, 100% satisfaction. I got it, baby. Find your pair at gooder.com/net positive and use the code net positive. You get free shipping or hit the link in the episode description below.
Do you know what these make me feel like?
A Ninja Turtle?
That's one of the things,
what?
For sure. They make me feel like I'm on a jet ski.
Yeah.
You know that feeling of being on a jet ski?
It's
just the greatest feeling on earth.
You're looking down on people.
Yeah. These are like,
you're elite.
Yeah.
Yeah.
These are like jet ski mindset.
If you walk into someone with those, I mean, those are wild. Those are extreme.
Where else do these fit in?
If I saw you on the street, I would throw my wallet at you.
You think so? You'd just be like, hey, buy me those.
Yeah.
Like,
you look like a character, like if you have a special code in Mortal Kombat. They can come out and fight.
You have to unlock me.
Yeah,
oh, man.
That's 100%.
Wow.
That's crazy.
All right. They're going to my head. I got to tell you.
Oh, yeah. Can't do it. Yeah. Inside.
Too much.
Oh, big week, baby. We just got back from Toronto, Canada. Tour date's coming up. We are going to Macon, Georgia this weekend, Durham, North Carolina, Chattanooga, almost sold out. April, Rochester, St. Paul, Duluth, San Jose, Santa Rosa, Reading, Dayton, two shows in Lexington. May, we're going to Lincoln, Des Moines, Grand Forks. June, rounding out the emotional support tour, Charleston, West Virginia. Oh, Charleston, West Virginia has moved to somewhere in Pennsylvania. We're announcing that today because the venue is out of business. I don't know. The venue's out of business, or they're shut down.
They didn't want to give you a chance to save it?
No, I know. That's what I'm saying. It's like it could be like a Christmas movie.
Too little, too late.
Baltimore, Maryland, Newark, New Jersey, New Haven, Portland, Tacoma, and Spokane, Washington, baby.
Yeah, yeah.
We out here.
Here we are.
40 years old, dude.
Hey, how do you feel, John?
I turned 40. I'm different. This podcast is going to be different.
Yeah?
Yeah, people need to know.
We're going to talk about like fibromyalgia and stuff like that.
Well, you know, is
I don't
that
know
a
what
thing?
That is.
Fibromyalgia. I'm 24.
I think that's what old people talk about.
I said, I was talking to, did we talk about this last week or about, I went to a comedy show and the comic was just talking about like being old.
Yeah.
We talked about that?
Yeah.
It drives me nuts.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's just like
getting hurt, reaching for the remote.
Yeah. It's like your mindset. Yeah. Like it depends on what kind of, like I don't feel old at all, mm-hmm. but maybe it's like a, you know, you ever seen like an old, what's that joke? You ever seen like an old Asian person?
Mm.
They're all, oh, and is that a pregnant Asian person?
A pregnant Asian person, which is crazy because there's so many of them.
Asians?
Yeah.
But you never seen a pregnant Asian.
I don't think I have.
This is like the Australian thing.
Yeah, this is like that.
We've never seen an Australian kid.
Right.
That has been a conspiracy that no one's yet to debunk.
I haven't found the bottom of that one yet.
Are they connected?
Ooh. They're pretty close geographically.
Same area. Never seen an Asian pregnant. Mm.
I don't want to get into it, man.
Yeah, he's already opting out.
It's like my first time on camera. Like, I'm not trying to.
Dude, can't do it.
Leave
bro.
Me out of
can't
this one, man. Leave me out of this one.
Nope, can't do it.
All right, so you're 40 now, though.
I am 40. Well, I almost got in a couple fights. I was in, I'd always go
started
back.
Started 40 off hot.
Yeah. I always go back to, well, road rage. I always get into it. We drive to the venues. If the city's close enough, it's within an hour, mm-hmm. we'll drive. So we drove from Toronto to Buffalo. And a guy was like tracking us the whole time. And then me and Derek Stroop, we almost fought this guy.
What do you mean tracking you?
He was like behind us. And then we were in front of him. And you kind of get with somebody.
In a bus?
No, we were in a car.
Oh, I was like,
he was in a car.
What?
And then we're just kind of going next to each other. And then we kind of are like, and then you look over at him. Mm-hmm. And then you're like, oh, here we are.
We're doing a thing.
Yeah. Wait, I should have said I leave this in my 30s.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got to leave this in my 30s.
Are you, though? Do you want to? I feel like you enjoy that.
I'm keeping it.
Yeah.
Get what? Confronting people?
Yeah, I feel like you get a little bit of a, like you need something to kind of be irritating you at all times.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I feel like it's perfect for your 40s. You should have been saving it.
Oh, yeah.
Because I feel like any time I've been in a situation, I look over and I'm like, yeah, 40.
That checks out.
Yeah, 40 plus.
Well, I had a joke about, you know how like everyone says, like we're at the end times.
Yeah.
You ever heard that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like it's like a big, like we're, this is the end. Like, look, there's a earthquake and a war that must.
Yeah, dude. I grew up non-denom, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. We were told that every Sunday.
Yeah. The end times. This is the end. And it's always, I think for the beginning of times, it's been the end times.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're just like, dude, this is a sign.
Yeah, it was nice of Jesus to let us know that, like, hey, I will be back.
Yeah.
But also, like, it was a curse for him to be like, I'll be back.
After.
Because some of us are like, no, it was,
what?
Oh, no, is just it? Thunder.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, no, that's not it. No, wait.
Do you feel that breeze?
You know how, like, if you're old, like, and I said, if this is the end times, like, if we're done here mm-hmm. in a year and a half, 3, 10, like, you know when somebody's, like, super, super old? And they like say racist stuff.
Yeah.
You're like,
oh, every day.
You're like, dude, they're old.
Yeah.
They're almost done.
Yeah.
They're allowed to. Not they're allowed to.
Get it out of your system.
Yeah. We're going to let them.
They're a product of a different time.
Yeah. And you know how when you're like your senior in high school, you've like completed all the stuff and you're still there for like another 2 weeks.
Yeah.
They're like, dude, you normally can't sleep on the beanbag, but
yeah,
he's a senior, dude. Yeah. You normally can't wear a t-shirt and gym shorts to geography, but
yeah,
dude, he's a senior.
It's like the opening scene of Superbad when they're in woodworking class. He's like, "What are you doing?" He goes, 2 weeks left. I'm just drilling holes."
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. He's like, "Dude, if the super super like non-denominational were in the end times, if that's the case." God's like, thou shalt not murder, but like, you could punch you your boss. Yeah, nah. You could knock out somebody in traffic.
Get a few cracks in.
If it is the end, right. if it really was the end, you're like, dude, just take that vacation. Because this debt, you're not paying off this debt because you're anticipating it's all over.
Yeah, you can't take it with you.
It's over.
Might as well spend it.
Run up that credit card.
Yeah.
Hey, steal from your employer. get on Twitter and just start going after people. If it's the end.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is my favorite self-help podcast.
Yeah.
It really Everybody's is.
Like, this is terrible. Actually, now that you look around at the world, a lot of people are acting like that.
It kind of feels like that.
Yeah. I think people think it's the end.
They're acting like that anyway.
Yeah.
Like this, the mindset of like, I've heard it before. They're like, hey, I get nervous about like the like economy of this country because it's like, I was asking a guy in an Uber the other day, he's a driver. I was like, he has three kids. I was like, can you still like accomplish it here? Like, can you still get ahead doing this?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like our parents were like, dude, my dad could work. Everybody could go to college. He had one job. Mom didn't work, lived in the suburbs, vacation in Gatlinburg. He has 2 weeks a year, and you can like build not generational wealth, but you're good.
Yeah, you can build financial security.
Financial security, that's a better way to say it. And I go, can you still do that?
There's a lot of people on TikTok talking about, is the American dream dead?
It's
exactly what you're saying. Because is it even possible anymore?
We can't, for me, now I'm on the other side of it, I guess, but I'm 40. So
right.
Immediately justified. It's one day. I'm like, dude, now I'm like, I'm 40. But people are working like three jobs. Like everyone's got a side hustle. Their rent is like more than what they make at their job. You're like looking at this long term. I'm not going to get ahead. I'm just going to
get by. Yeah.
And if that's the case, then like, alcoholism, all those things, you go, why not?
Right.
I don't see the future.
I wonder if there's more people like living check to check right now than ever before. It kind of feels that way.
Well, nobody gets checks anymore, but
true. Direct deposit to direct deposit.
Live in direct deposit to live
Venmo.
Live in Venmo to Venmo.
Dude, I live Venmo to Cash App. That's what I live.
You live Venmo to Cash App. That's how you live in. Yeah. Just trying to like piece things together, and then you're like, in your case, like, how do you pay taxes, or do you?
Oh,
he's what a wild thing. I wasn't somebody ready for this.
Sorry, dude. Do you pay taxes?
I love the IRS.
That's a nice. Good answer.
Yeah.
Do you? Because you go like, oh, I got all this
in there.
I got all this money built up, and then they're like, oh, by the way, you're like, what? Mm-hmm. Where did this come from? And then you're like, oh, this knocks me. I thought I was ahead. Mm-hmm. This knocks me back down to,
taxes are the worst. I'll put it that way.
That's a good diplomatic way to say that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I do love the IRS.
Yeah. He looks at the camera.
Into
camera's crazy, dude. He loves the IRS. Yeah.
Huge IRS fans.
Yeah, big one over here.
You go, why don't I just zone out and scroll TikTok?
Right.
For hours.
Right.
I like to, we do the show at, I got to start getting ready for the show at maybe like 5, right? If I'm at the hotel, then usually in the afternoon, I've gotten up, maybe taken a shower, maybe worked out, maybe gone to eat, probably. I'm starting to get ready about 5, right? Do the show at 7, get done with the show at 9, do the meet and greet, probably 10 or 11. You're like, man. It's so fun to get back on the internet because so many things have happened.
Dude, there are more storylines going on right now than in my entire life.
Dude, so many.
And you as a 40-year-old man.
As a 40-year-old.
You have more wisdom. You've seen more life.
Deep in it.
You agree? There's more going on now than ever?
You just go, dude, are you serious? I mean, that bridge got knocked out this morning?
No.
What?
Put me on.
Y'all didn't know.
I did not know.
There's too many stories.
Dude, there's like a gigantic bridge up in like Philadelphia. That just got a shipping container just ran into it.
There you go. In Baltimore, bridge collapse.
And this happened like a, look at that second one, the CNN.
The Matrix.
And dude, I got allergies. What? Yeah, Baltimore.
Baltimore Key down, Bridge collapses after down, ship the video. Collision.
Is it in there? Yeah, ship collided. There it is. No, that's not it. You can find it. There it is right there.
The page is loading as I'm
scrolling. Oh, man.
Oh, my goodness, dude.
Like a cargo ship ran into it.
This feels like we had a good game of Sims going on.
Yeah.
And then the person running it just was like, you know what? Screw this game. Yeah. I want to wipe it out and start over. Started chaos. Just mayhem everywhere.
Yeah, yeah. we were up in Canada, mm-hmm. in Toronto. And it's funny because we never really get too politically divisive on my show in the States. But I go, how many guys are Trump people? And how many guys are Biden people? And everyone going nuts.
Yeah.
But it's like, to your point, it's like they're not in the game.
Right.
That affects us.
They're on like, the sidelines.
And they're like looking at it like, dude, that they're crazy.
Yeah.
Like this is crazy. But it's sensitive to us to bring up or to take a side because it affects people's lives and their health insurance and their jobs and their security and their investments and their
taxes.
And their taxes that Garrett loves and their property mm-hmm. and their audit. It's like a joke to them.
Right.
And they're like, look at them. Look at this simulation.
Somebody posted last night something like, America is the funnest reality show I've ever seen.
Yes, but we're on it.
Yeah, right. We're
the cast. Yeah. Yeah. They're like, dude, I can't believe, like,
this season's nuts.
That's a great way to say it. It's a wild season.
Yeah.
And everyone thinks they're the main character.
Mm-hmm. 100%, mm-hmm. which doesn't help. Not at all. Yeah.
There's so much going on.
There's
dude.
So much, even our city.
I walked in the door last night.
Yeah.
And Maggie's on the couch. She's facing her phone, doesn't even look up at me as I come in.
Yeah.
Usually I get a nice greeting. Something. She's so happy to see me.
Wow, Maggie. Sorry, Maggie.
She goes, you see this stuff going on with Diddy right now?
Yeah.
This is
what?
Nuts.
Yeah.
Like, dude, what? You're like, what? No?
Yeah. I haven't thought about Diddy in 10 years. Yeah,
dude, crazy. We don't have to dive into it, but like, there's a lot to dive into there if
so
you want.
So much.
Is that going on? The Otani thing going
Otani,
on?
Otani, like, gambling.
Gambling, yeah. Like
March Madness. Yeah, wow. That you just go, but that's what life is, I mean, I've been in the news. And you're like, to Diddy, is that his name?
Yeah, I think that's what he ended up on after nine different iterations.
Okay, Mr. Sir Diddy. Puff?
Yep.
Diddy? When I was in high school, we jammed into those songs so hard. All about the Benjamins.
When he was Puffy.
Oh, man. Yeah, and Mace. Yeah. Okay, so wherever he is right now, at the time of this recording, it's doomsday for him.
I think he's in Cape Verde right now.
Yeah, yeah. It's all hands on deck, mm-hmm. or maybe it's the end for him.
Yeah, he's executing like the worst case scenario contingency plan.
Yes.
It was like, hey, plan X that we have for the worst thing possible.
Yeah,
start that.
Yeah,
let's
that
go.
That perfect way to say it. And I've been there. And then remember, like Adam Levine. When he was going through, and you're like, dude, this is...
Oh, I forgot about
man,
that.
I know,
that was
dude,
a good storyline, too,
about
dude.
It. Or like Shohei Ohtani that is like, dude, this is... And with so many like gigantic things, unfortunately, you're just like... wasn't there a thing with Diddy? Like, you're going to say that in like a month.
Right.
Which is like, there's so many things to like dive into.
Yeah.
That you're like, man, if I had like... unlimited amount of day, I need to know everything about this.
Even like with how major the Epstein case was.
Huge.
Even that has become like a footnote, like jokey thing. Like
and you're
like, just like, yeah, like Epstein, ha, ha, ha. Like, and that's,
it's like a meme.
Yeah.
It's like for my generation, if I didn't know about this bridge, if it wasn't set to like a Drake song on TikTok where it was remixed, it wouldn't have been shown up. You
that's
know?
So concerning, dude.
Yeah.
And this is our future, dude.
Yeah.
I love the IRS.
But it's also, there's just so much going on that it's impossible. Like, yes, okay, so take the full day today and dive into the Diddy drama.
Yeah. Or dive into the bridge.
Yes.
Or dive into the...
Whichever one you pick, fine. But that means you just missed a whole day of other news.
Other stuff.
And there's 90 other storylines going on that you also need to be paying attention to.
And also, we got a conference call at once.
Yes.
Yeah, we did. I don't know.
How do you keep up?
Which is, I've said that... I don't know if I said this on here before, but it's like life is like so brutal like that you're like, you could... endure like a death in your family or like your finances are wiped out, or you lose your job, or and then you go, you're sitting on the couch or wherever, and then somebody goes, you want to grab something to eat? And then you're just keep going.
Right.
It's brutal. Does that make sense?
Meaning like it doesn't stop. It doesn't, like life's not waiting for anybody.
You're like, I can't believe so-and-so died. And you're like, well.
Let's watch a Mr. Beast video.
Yeah.
Hey, did you see what Kanye tweeted?
Mr. Beast going to bring him back to life. Yeah. I guess you can't. I mean, how would it have been different in before social media? We wouldn't have known about the bridge.
You only are concerned about what's happening right around you. Like we wouldn't hear about the bridge for like probably 3 or 4 months.
And
because somebody would come visit from there, tell somebody, and then word would get around.
Okay, this is not Civil War.
What do you mean? How far back are we going? Sorry, what do you mean?
Oh, yeah, I didn't know we were going
the 90s. Oh, dude, sorry.
Oh, that wasn't how it was in the
90s? Still in the news. He was like, it might have been.
I thought it was talking about the 80s and the 90s.
Hold on.
I went to like 1875.
Oh, wow. I thought we were sooner than that. Okay. All right.
Well, I guess there was the local news on TV, and then the national news. But then like without social media, like that Ohtani thing isn't really news. Because it is news because of gambling and because of like if you read that story in a newspaper, you wouldn't even read past the headline.
Yeah.
It's Major League player, maybe associate without the 24-hour news cycle, it just goes, eh.
And it's the conspiracies on social media just kind of like fans the flame from the shadows.
Section. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Like somebody, okay, go to I'll set this up while you're looking up. Look up Andrew Tate's Twitter feed.
Oh,
is with the it could find it about so there's a bridge. You'll hear about it, I guess, if by this day. So let's go down to.
This is a name I haven't heard in a while.
Andrew Tate. It's not that one. That's probably pinned. Keep going down. I mean, when is this from?
That's March 12th.
All right. Then March it's not in 20th. There. Maybe. Okay. All right. Well, look. There it is. Okay. Hold on. The ship was cyber attacked, lights off, and deliberately steers toward the building support. Foreign agents of the USC attacked digital infrastructures. Nothing is safe. Black swan event imminent. Watch this video. It's going to be terrible for the audio, but look at this.
The lights come back on, and then it does turn directly into
it. Oh, whoa, what?
Watch this. There's cars going across the bridge. This is this morning. You haven't seen this video?
No.
Lights go off now.
I've been locked in on Diddy. This is...
And you missed this?
Yeah.
No way. What is it doing? Why is it...
It's a cargo ship, and it's gigantic, dude. I mean, it's the size of...
No, where they went wrong is they should have put a Diddy song behind them.
Oh, okay, dude. Yeah, so that went wrong. Look at this, dude.
Oh,
my goodness.
Were there drivers? Oh, no.
That's this morning.
Well, how'd your morning go?
Wow.
Yeah, and you didn't even see that.
You thought your commute was bad.
You didn't even see that. Wow, too soon, so stupid.
Too All right. soon. It's like
so
4 hours.
So you go...
Jeez.
But Andrew Tate tweeting this.
You've talked about this before.
You go, wait.
Remember you being like the people who are like, I have a source inside the intelligence agency for the next 9 months. Don't go to malls.
What? Okay.
This is similar energy.
But all he's done is seen this video.
Right.
And put nothing is safe.
And Black Swan event imminent.
What is that?
Foreign agents of the U.S. attack the infrastructure is like, dude.
Cool guy.
Thanks. He also taught me what did he teach us how to do? Andrew Tate.
Oh.
But he's not good. I don't think he's a good guy.
You don't think so?
Or is he a good guy?
I think general consensus is he's not a great guy.
But he's inspired
lawsuits and everything.
He's inspired a lot of people to do some good things.
Definitely.
Like Andrew Huberman.
I also think he's a marketing genius.
Mm, yeah.
Did you say like Andrew Huberman?
Yeah.
Another storyline going on right now.
Also, Jake Paul's fighting Mike Tyson.
Oh, yeah. You sent me that clip.
Oh, really?
Oh, really?
And not on his For You page.
He should know this. Listen, Jake Paul's fighting Mike Tyson.
Really? That's crazy. Why?
And now we got to move on. We got other stories, okay. Dude. Sorry.
I'll look it up. On
Last week's episode. Go ahead and check it out and then come back.
Then you go, maybe our angle is we should just take one and just obsess on it all week.
Just be like, okay, it's the Diddy thing. I'm 100% in for the next week, and I won't know anything else.
So it's the Titanic submersible. We're all in.
Yep.
We're all in.
Just full investigation.
Yeah. And then they like find it. You go, all right, we're done.
So by the end of the year, you basically have like 25 topics that you just obsessed on over the year. And you missed everything else.
52.
Well, if you do one a week, sure.
Oh, one a week. Yeah, yeah. Oh, you go one. Yeah.
No, you're saying one a week would be 52.
You get to choose on Sunday. I'm going all the way in. I'm going all in on this bridge.
Yes.
I've got to go all
in. I'm opting in.
Yeah. Everything bridge related. Nothing else. No.
Yeah, I'm a bridge guy.
Just bridges.
I'm going to learn everything about bridges for the next week.
And let me tell you, by saying this and my phone sitting here, that guy exists.
Yeah.
Bridge guy exists.
Yeah. For sure.
On TikTok. Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's a guy that is unemployed. Mm-hmm.
But he has one of these.
He has one of those. Yeah. And we're not in this group, by the way.
No.
We're different.
No.
Way different.
We're very different.
He's been posting to 10 followers for the last 6 years about bridges. And now is his moment.
Oh, Super Bowl.
He now has 4.5 million followers.
Yeah. Hey, how do you start? You know, I always make fun of the TikTok experts.
Yeah.
The guy gets drunk on downtown Broadway. Hey, my name is Janice. I worked in bars for 4 years and I specialize in drunk activity. What? You see a car wreck. Hey, my name's Matt. I used to work in marketing for GM. You're like, all right, you don't know. Do you have a degree? Do you have anything? Nah, I just used to. There's one lady I can't stand. She's like, I work in PR. She's like, oh, Diddy's PR people. They should have called me. Or like,
just or like, because she is
you
a PR.
Saved this? Yeah. Oh, Taylor Swift is making a big marketing mistake. What I tell my clients, you're like, oh, please.
Yeah. Thought leaders, dude.
This is what I'm going to do now that I'm 40.
Yes.
Everything. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
All right.
I
don't know.
Should we try one?
Well, I haven't seen, yeah.
Okay. John. Did you see what's happening with Diddy? What's the deal there?
I mean, I got opinions on it, but let me just say before I get into it, I don't know.
Okay.
I like the soundtrack to Jurassic Park.
There you
that
go.
That song was sweet.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Bad Boys for Life is nice.
Oh, yeah, dude. Listen to some Mace.
But that's good, though. That's good. I like that.
Yeah, it's good.
Just, I don't know.
That's a Bill Burr. One of my favorite comedians, he goes, don't listen to me. I don't know what I'm talking about. And then just goes and just crushes everybody. But listen, that to be said, I don't know what I'm talking about. This week's episode, baby, brought to you by AG1, baby. Taking care of your health isn't always easy, but it should at least be simple. That's why for the last year, I've been drinking AG1 every day. No excuses, baby. Just one scoop mixed in water once a day, every day. It makes me feel energized. Ready to take on the day. There's a lot going on, but I'm ready to take it on.
That's right.
That's because each serving of AG1 delivers my daily dose of vitamins, minerals, pre and probiotics, and more. It's a powerful, healthy habit and is also powerfully simple. It's a quality product. I can't read. Trust AG1 to support my whole body health. Mornings with AG1, just pop in there. I throw an ice cube or two in there. Alex does it different, but I cube it up.
I'm a room 10 guy.
Yep. You go. You just chug it.
Yeah.
Ah, dude.
Sometimes I'll sip it. I'll take my time with it.
Yeah. Sometimes
if I really want to savor it.
Depends on what your morning's getting into.
Yeah.
Helps simplify the daily routine. Healthy aging. That's me, dude.
Yeah.
I'm 40.
And you know what? You look no different than when you were 39.
You know why that is?
AG1.
There's probably a clause that they're like, you can't say that. But that was on my own. I contributed that one myself. They're like, we can't legally say that. Taking multiple supplements, I'll tell you this, or mixing and matching pills and powder sounds exhausting. It is. One daily scoop of AG1 covers my nutrients gap, supports my mental and physical health. Got all that without the hassle. It's just 60 seconds every morning. One product I recommend. AG1. If you want to take ownership of your health, start with AG1. Try AG1 and get free 1 year supply of vitamin D3 plus K2 and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase exclusively at drinkag1.com/net positive. That's drinkag1.com/net positive, or hit the link in the episode description below. There you have it, baby. And we got Blue Land. Also, I got them all over my house now.
Everywhere.
All over my house. Blue land, baby. I'm all in for self-reflection because I'm 40 and rethinking how I can make an impact this year. Mm. Big one for me. Mm-hmm. Blue Land's products are not just about tidying things, but also about cleaner, greener lifestyle by reducing plastic use. Blue Land's very simple. All they like, water is the heaviest part of all cleaning products around the house.
By far.
And they're simplifying that by just giving you, let's say I got some concentrate for the soap, and then I got cubes, the laundry detergent, dishwasher detergent, all the cleaning products. Do it easier, baby, with Blue Land. Did you know the estimated 5 billion plastic hand soap and cleaner bottles are thrown away each year? Also, they give you the bottles.
Yeah.
They give you nice bottles, nice presentation, and the refills are easy.
They look good on the counter.
Oh, yeah, baby. You come over to my house, you'll be like, dang, this guy cannot be 40.
No.
Because this guy is young. Look at all these trendy products he has.
Or he definitely is 40 because he's so wise.
Wise.
And
smart,
he cares.
Dude. Or you look around and you go, this guy must have a podcast.
Yeah, or that. Yeah.
Blue Land is on a mission to eliminate single-use plastics by reinventing cleaning essentials to be better for you and the planet with the same powerful clean you used to. The idea is simple. They offer refillable cleaning products with beautiful, cohesive design that looks great on your counter. Mm. Oh, it turns out they wrote copy.
Oh.
Yeah.
We should read it.
I was like, here's how it works. They're like, hey, read the copy,
man.
Listen, here's how it works. Fill your reusable bottles with drop-in tablets. Oh, yeah. Yep. Yeah, yeah. Oh, yep. Oh, yeah. That's what I said.
There it is. Yep.
And wait for them to dissolve. Oh, yeah. Oh, they said it better than I did. you'll never have to grab bulky cleaning supplies on your grocery run. Yeah. Yep. I was trying to get to that. refill started just $2.25. Blue Land is trusted by over 1 million homes, including mine. That's a fact.
Yep.
Special offer for listeners, baby. Right now, get 15% off your first order by going to blueland.com/net positive. blueland.com/net positive for 15% off. Be like me and Alex.
Yeah.
blueland.com/net positive and get 15% off, or hit the link in the episode description below. Speaking of, people are overwhelmed with news.
Yeah.
We got to add to it.
Please.
We got to add to it because here's what I'll say. There's a lot of stuff going on. What if you only were net positive?
Oh, that's interesting. If we were the sole source of information.
Are we responsible enough for that?
I do not think so.
No.
I'll speak for myself. No, I am not.
They were like, I don't know anything except for what you tell us on the podcast.
Yeah, I don't
now, we'll help you.
Yeah.
But yeah, we shouldn't be your main source.
Yeah, we'll be your guardrails, but sometimes you got to go off the beaten path.
Sometimes you do.
Go find your own adventure.
Yeah. You want to hit a couple clips, and then we'll get to the news.
Let's do it.
Right up at the top, let's go to Praying for Gluten.
Deal.
To speak to gluten allergies and insensitivities right now. I command your body to align with the word of God. I command your stomach, your intestines, and your colon to receive food properly and release it properly. I command inflammation in your body to go, and I command all gluten intolerances to be healed. I speak and decree that by Jesus' stripes, you are healed. Friends, drop a comment. I'm healed. Share and follow.
Okay. All right.
I don't.
I'll start. You want me to start?
Go ahead.
Okay. All of that, I am with.
Okay.
Except drop a comment, like, share, follow. That's right. Oh, dang it.
She lost me there.
So many people sent me this. And I'm like, dude, the gluten intolerance are real. Mm-hmm. I do believe in a God that can heal.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And I was like, why are people keep sending me this? And I finally watched the end and I go, no.
It was drop a comment and share.
And drop a comment, I'm healed. And also comments turned
comments
off.
Comments are disabled.
Perfect.
I wonder how this is 3 weeks old. I wonder how many comments and what they were before she disabled
it.
I wonder
how beautiful.
Yeah, because there's no way she posted it disabled and said that. That's a big call to action with a lot of energy.
And this is in a looks like a pastor's office or somewhere.
Definitely
somewhere Hobby Lobby.
Yeah, they've got it ready for Easter in the back.
And I'll be honest with you. I've got what I like about the email and the DMs for the NEPA is like people. All the listeners take swings and send in stuff that they hope we'll cover.
Yes.
And then if you send in like everybody that sent that I get this art, they have 50 submissions.
Oh, if you scroll up.
Yeah. They're like, all they do is send in stuff to, in essence, they send it to us for, to help synth, like this is, they send it to us because they think it's crazy, but they don't know how to verbalize it.
Well, it's kind of like they giant group chat.
Yeah, it is.
The podcast is like all of our group chat.
And they go, John and the guys will appreciate this.
Yes.
That's why we love them.
Yeah.
And I love you taking
and
swings.
They're right.
And one time you get yours, mine made the show. Mm-hmm. That's got to feel great.
Yeah, and they are on point most of the time.
We can't shout out a specific person because a lot of people usually send the one thing that we cover. It's usually sent in right. by a bunch of people.
Right.
But to have a submission get on the show.
Yeah.
Because I saw this and I watch it for like 10 seconds. I go, I don't know. I'm pretty much, I don't have anything to say to that. I'm with it. Mm-hmm. And I kept getting sent this. And I finally I finally watched it, drop a comment, healed, and then like and subscribe. No, you were right
Ruined
there.
Dude, if you I'm a gluten right, allergy though, I'm running for the hills.
Oh, I'm scared.
The passion that she came with, plus she just looks like she means business. She's denim from head to toe.
Yeah.
Hair's red.
You know what?
That's the authority right there. Mm-hmm.
You know what energy she's giving off? Hmm. Garrett looking into the camera saying he loves the IRS.
It's a similar, similar energy.
He's looking right into the camera, dude.
So guys, make sure you drop a comment on this podcast.
Like that. Then you go, like if somebody is like, you know, you ever seen those videos of like influencers like getting like making like turkey sandwiches and then going and passing them out?
Yeah.
And to like homeless people?
Yep.
You're like, good, 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 good.
Yeah.
But content.
Yeah.
So not good.
Right.
Right.
This, what's that in the Bible about? Like if you tithe to your church and then advertised that you tithed, your tithe, it doesn't count.
Mm.
Or like, they're like, all right, well, because you did it with this energy, it's unfortunately, we're zeroed out.
Yeah. It's like your pastor looking right into the camera at the end of the sermon and just being like, all right, and everybody makes you like and subscribe.
After church.
Yeah, it is. But you know what, though? The church kind of does that.
It kind of does.
Like, so
that.
They do the altar call at the end of the service, and then they're always like, and go visit our new Christian's tent over here so we can track
give you a
who
free
got
DVD.
Saved so that we can put the number up on give the wall at the end
email.
Of the year.
Yeah.
Like, they are kind of doing
they
their
are
version of
doing
that.
That. Yeah.
That's a good strat.
Anything altruistic, if it's like, yeah, but also content.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and also your content, your brand is this.
Mm-hmm.
So it's negated.
Yeah.
Maybe that's a negative approach to it. But I'm like, if I had a gluten intolerance, and I want to be careful to not go out because that I'm with.
Love it.
Yeah, that somebody's believing in, I mean, it's... All right, the presentation is a little. Yeah,
I like the flowers. The flowers are nice.
I got no. But then to go drop a comment, I'm healed. Is like, well,
is that the first thing someone's gonna do?
Don't maybe? I mean, well, don't start crushing sourdough. I mean,
I'm just imagining somebody gets the news that their gluten intolerance is gone.
Yeah.
And then their first thought is, I got to go back to that post and drop a comment.
Yeah. I got
to,
Dude, if I watched this and then all of a sudden my gluten intolerance was healed,
but then you go,
I am going back to
but then
this
you go back and they're disabled and then you can't.
Right. Yeah. So then you're just left alone.
Then you can't. Then it's like, I'm healed? Question mark.
Yeah. Yeah. DM it. DM. Is this, am I doing this right?
Go to see.
Is it going
to
come back now? Since I can't comment,
just like, what if like, you know, Jesus, when he was like healing people, he was like, hey, I'm gonna like heal you of like your blindness, but like don't tell anybody about this. And he had a couple different true. In the Bible. Sometimes he goes, go back to your village and tell everybody and let them know that I and then sometimes he goes, because he knew people's,
he was like, chill.
He didn't say like and subscribe.
No, he knew, in essence, he knew people's hearts.
Yeah.
And that's how we've covered this before, like that church, they were like, somebody's toes grew back. We're like, well, where are the toes? Mm-hmm. If you're going to put this in the news, unfortunately, we need to see the
receipts.
You got to
show,
The receipts.
Oh, nice. Oh, man. I'm jealous. I didn't think of that one.
I mean...
This is good. I like this.
It's
I'd
good.
Like to see more.
And I need to see, I also need to see, I think, can you go to her page?
Absolutely.
With pleasure, my friend. All right. I think there's, go to Reels.
Kathy DeGraw.
All right. Yeah. No, nothing bad to say about it.
No, I just want to make sure she gets credit for this because she's putting in prayer work.
Where is this one?
The one we just watched?
Yeah.
It was 3 weeks ago, so it's probably a little further down.
There's no way it's this far. There it is. No, keep going. Where is it?
They just all look the same.
So it's got to be 1.4 million. All right. So she's on the...
that one. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Praying for autoimmune. So she follows up. Okay.
This is what she does. She's like, this is her thing. Prayer for autoimmune disorders.
Before? Go to before. Is she doing this before? Prayer for...
Yeah, she's
reverse?
Been doing this.
Okay.
She's a prayer warrior, man.
I like that.
Yeah. That's cool.
Praying for specific things.
Yep. Yeah. Spouse not on your spiritual level, pray this way. It works.
I need prayer. I'm with this.
All right. Love it.
I'm with this.
Do your thing, Kathy.
What happened to the comments?
Yeah. What happened to the comments?
I'd like to see.
Go comment, I'm healed. Mm. That's bold. And you know, God does say pray with boldness.
Mm-hmm. She doesn't have comments off for everything. She just has comments off.
Probably
just went south. People just jumped on her.
She got out of her. She got out of her algorithm.
Out of pocket.
She got into somebody else's. Yeah. She got outside. It's just her people. And then it got to someone else.
Right.
Like me.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
And then she ended up here.
Keep it up, though.
87 other podcasts also got this clip.
Yeah, keep up that energy. Keep up that energy. Wheeler, what's her name?
Kathy DeGraw.
Hey, all support from the Net Positive squad.
Where are we going next, John?
Let's go to, you want to stay on that?
You know I do.
Let's stay, what?
You know I want to stay on this.
Stay on this topic?
Yeah,
go ahead. All right, here we go. We got a strong Christian woman. Oh, no, wait, no. Hold on.
Okay.
All right, we're going to get into these, dude. Let's go to the Texas Hold'em. That's okay. What you're thinking?
Yeah.
Yeah, on the Christian. We're on the, it's two back-to-back Christian clips.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. This is...
This song was a gospel song.
I can feel your blessings like it's raining. Hey. Raining down, 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 down. Oh, I was stressing. No more questions.
Hey,
I was lost, but now I'm found.
Now I'm found.
Said I ain't never met a love till I found my God. Lord, you love me, flaws and all. You touch my heart, you heal my scars. I've been down so long, now I can't go wrong. I can hear the angels singing along.
There's a tornado
in my city.
Kind of goes.
Miss Trimble.
Kind of.
Always winning. They try to tempt me. But we surviving.
Hey, yo.
I'm with that.
Go, Chuck.
I'm with
you
that,
know
dude.
No, I don't know, but I want to see more.
Chucky Ellis.
Chuck, go.
Fire.
Hey, clip. Hey.
I want to know what else he's got.
Fire.
What other
probably
songs
stuff,
has he remixed?
Probably remixes of other songs. I'm guessing.
I would guess.
Same,
yeah, that's yeah. A, that's
any
a safe
Diddy
guess.
Songs?
That kind of goes.
I want to know. Come on, Chucky.
Oh, dude.
I just,
hey, you know any Diddy?
Maybe I should drop a comment and see if he does Diddy songs.
Should I just comment healed?
I always say, type amen if you can groove to this. Type amen if you can groove to this.
This
amen.
Is cool. This is
okay.
type amen. Do you know what bothers me about this?
What?
I this might be an unpopular opinion. You
Go
can tell
it.
Me. I don't like it when. I love when Christians do stuff like this. I think it's fun and it's cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't like it when all the comments then flood to be like, this is better than the Beyonce.
Oh, yeah,
it's
yeah,
like,
yeah.
No, it isn't.
No, it isn't.
It isn't because it would be on the radio if
right.
it was.
And it isn't.
Because that was number one. And then this one's not.
This is number. And also, this wouldn't exist if it wasn't for the real one.
Right.
Yeah. So. It's not.
No.
It's not.
I can't stand that. Dude.
Like the song better than hers.
Yeah.
This is a strat that works, though.
What's
for,
a strat?
For art, like a strategy.
Oh, did dude, you know you that?
Said, he said strat earlier, and I was confused, and I was just like, maybe I don't know.
Oh,
maybe
I'm
I misheard him.
Strat.
Wow, right. Dude.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm 40. I need to learn.
I'm not.
This, he said strat and just threw it in.
Yeah.
You didn't know that?
No.
I didn't know that either.
But you're right.
I
didn't read the room.
But you're right.
Yeah, no, this works. Like I've seen this work really well for people where they just take a song, gospelify it, and then they just
gospelify
blow up.
It,
yeah.
And they're like, "Oh, is that the guy?" And then, like, this, this is the same with the guy that was been in here. What's his name? The devil got Riz. Devil ain't got no Riz.
Yeah,
oh, yeah,
dude.
Exactly. Yeah.
He just like made a unfortunately artist. You're like, he's like, I have an album coming out, and everybody's like, nobody cares.
Yeah,
not him. That's everybody, right?
Yeah,
I have an album coming out that about 16 songs. It took me 18 months in the studio. Exactly. Nobody cares. You do this, it's everywhere.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, yeah. That's the nature of the business.
And then they just want more of that.
Yeah, give me more of those. And then he has his show, and they're like, do this.
Devil ain't got no Riz. At least he's doing original. Yeah. That's original music, though, yeah. You know, I'll give him that.
Yeah, that is.
But you do, you dabble in people with people, yeah, artists, yeah, that make music.
Right.
How long does that take?
To make something like that?
Yeah.
I mean, for some people, 5 minutes. For some people, 5 hours. It just depends.
That song? You can put that together?
Some people are quick.
Oh, yeah, really?
Some people are quick.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. But some people, they might spend a few days on it.
Great voice.
Dude, Ernest could do this in 10 seconds.
Oh, yeah.
Ernest could freestyle this.
Yeah, like, he's 100%. Yeah. He can figure that out.
He's quick like that.
I like the lyrics.
Yeah.
It sounded pretty good. And I like that girl last week. Yeah.
Yeah, not like that girl last week at all.
Go for it. I'm here for it.
Where do you want
to
go next?
Let's get to the... all right, guys. We have a lot of criticism on the ice path.
Yeah.
On either side.
Yes.
We said,
we knew we would.
Me and Garrett, we made that video. I've been against ice bath since day one.
Right.
Okay. And we made fun of them on here 1,000 times. And then, there was a video that saying ice baths are not healthy that we posted last week. And we got a lot of criticism from, guess who? The guys that have ice baths.
Weird.
Very defensive.
Yeah.
Very defensive.
Yeah. Sounds like they need to cool off.
Hey they could. Here That's we go. Nice. We got, this is a nice, another take on the ice bath phenomenon. Here we go.
Do that with mental health all the time. Like when men jump on the mental health bandwagon, they don't go, oh, I'm going to address my alcohol consumption, my drug use, like my upbringing, yeah, and go through therapy. They're going, oh, ice shower, 90 seconds. And ice bath, I'll do that. 100% doing that one.
I got you.
Oh, breathing heavy.
Yeah. In and out through the nose. So don't reflect on the fact that my dad never said he was proud of me. Don't look at the fact that, like, whenever he got angry, I was scared and I learned to keep my voice inside myself and I learned to repress it. And that's how I grew up, never knowing how to ask for something, but still wanting stuff. And now I hold that against my partner. You're telling me I turned it down at one in the shower for 35 seconds and that's it. No, buddy, both. La, 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 la. Oh, it's chilly.
And even when I do that, I'm in for 45 seconds, 48 seconds. I'm not even subscribing to that fully.
Yeah. Well, that is the quick fix.
Everyone's just looking for a quick fix. It's never that easy. Men do that one.
So good.
Yeah, I
like these.
I got that? About two words out of that.
What?
Thank God for subtitles.
Interesting. I was reading the whole
thing. That accent, interesting strap.
Yeah,
interesting strategy.
Interesting.
See how it plays out for him, Cotton.
Yeah,
it's probably not even real. They're like, let's just do this accent.
Yeah,
it'll go up.
It's funny though. You sent me this, and I saw the subtitles. I had watched it like a little bit of it with the subtitles, and I never would have expected they would have those accents.
Oh, really?
This is the first time I'm hearing it with volume. Yeah.
That is the idea of like you, whatever you're like dealing with. Is like if you're like I've been like drinking a bunch and then I'm like staying up till 4 a.m. scrolling the internet. You're like, I'm depressed. You need some antidepressants. Or maybe not. Maybe you need to go exercise a little bit.
Or
get some sunlight and have a salad.
Hey, you ever been cold?
Yeah.
Try that.
Yeah.
Just try being cold.
You're like,
it makes everything go away.
Just like, it's like when they dump the trash off of the thing, they just like keep
compacting.
Keep just putting it down. You're like, I'll put an ice bath on top of here. I'll put some, I'll put it on top of here. I'll just like, get it all the way down, dude.
I don't think I've gotten out of a cold shower happy ever.
Yeah.
Ever.
That's, they're like breathing techniques. Don't worry about the trauma from your past. Don't even, that can't be it.
He said the kid that I withhold from my partner.
The what?
He went so existential with it, dude. He was like, and that means so I can't ever voice anything to my partner because I just keep that all inside. So it's just,
you should be like, wait, where did you get this?
He said it way too quickly.
Yeah, this is oddly specific, man.
It spilled out way too
fast.
Are you good,
bro? Like, don't worry about the fact that my wife parks behind me in the garage and every morning I have to move out and move her car before I move mine back in.
It's like, so
whoa, what? Hold on.
If you're somebody that identifies with that, like,
don't worry about it. Like on every Wednesday nights, my wife says like she's gonna cook, and then I come home and like the meat is still like on the counter, and I was like, I just marinate it myself then, and then I just ended up. Hold on. What? For example, just in general, I have no experience.
It's a metaphor.
That.
It's a metaphor.
It's a metaphor. Yeah.
This is all just off the top.
That's great. Yeah.
Where do you think those guys are from?
It's got to be Scotland.
You think Scotland? Scotland
for sure.
Scotland podcast. Scotland podcast. They're getting over here. They're coming over.
I trust what they say though, because the accent.
Yeah,
that's a more trustworthy accent.
Oh, yeah. Dude, you ever seen a documentary about like the environment?
Yeah,
it's always a guy with a different accent.
Yeah. You ever watch Shrek?
Yeah,
that is a trustworthy film. Yeah. You're right. That's the one thing that people say about Shrek and Shrek 2 is like, that is a trustworthy film.
And it's because the
trustworthy
accent.
Yeah. Like, you're watching like, I'm trying to think what's a big, like a Super Size Me or like Blackfish. And then it's, you watch it again, but it's with Larry the Cable Guy.
You're like, no.
I don't believe this at all. Like,
same script.
It immediately changes.
I tell you what, we are going down there to that Sea World. They got them two big fish in there. Some of them got pretty angry because that little thing's pretty tight. We went, what? This seems like a commercial. I want to go to SeaWorld. Yeah, the least trustworthy. It's not, it's stereotype is it's uneducated.
Yeah.
The South.
Right.
The Southern United States, uneducated.
Yep.
And then like the Wisconsin is like very like prude.
Very polite.
Yeah, very polite. Oh, no, you get down here. Oh. Yeah, or whatever. And then like the New York, Boston is like very like aggressive. Mm-hmm. I'm going to fight you.
Yeah, wicked hot.
Boston. Yeah. And then the California, not that it's an accent, but like, oh, dude, it's chill, bro. Yeah. It's more like laid back. Everybody get along. So we do that in comedy. If you want to use one, I was talking to this guy. He's like, dude, like my roommate was like, bro, what's up, bro? That guy's chill.
Yep.
Yeah. A guy with a box. Yeah. That's so funny. That's so funny. Blackfish, but narrated. Or
dude, I would subscribe to that channel.
What are the animal ones? The big ones.
Planet Earth.
Planet Earth.
Yeah.
It's just not David Attenborough. It's just Larry the Cable Guy.
Yeah. I would watch that for sure.
Dude. I would love that.
Yeah.
Their numbers might go up.
Planet Earth with David Spade. You're like, what?
March of the Penguins with Snoop Dogg.
Oh.
Yes.
Wow.
With Mike Tyson.
That's a different documentary.
Yeah, too.
Yeah, because every time
it's a different feel.
You go like, there's always like the, in the airplane, there's like the boarding, like, why is this woman from, where is this woman from? On just the audio.
Yes.
You're like, what? We're going from Nashville to Huntsville. Why is this girl from Austria telling us what to do?
Yeah, they need to get like Dolly Parton or somebody in
there.
Yeah, like,
good idea.
Yeah. Just AI.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They just AI all that now.
Oh, dude, that's a good one.
Where are we going next?
You want to go to two real or fakes?
Yeah, let's hit them.
We got two real or fakes, then we'll hit the news.
Deal.
Here we go. Vet visit. Is this, ladies and gentlemen, real or fake?
Hold on. Sorry about that.
You good?
Let me try again.
My son does identify as a cat, but I cannot take him to a vet because I tried that and the veterinarian told me that because he has human anatomy, that he does not know how to work on him or diagnose him with anything. And he legally cannot. So, and while I do think that is a form of discrimination because, you know, my son, if he says he's a cat, he is a cat. And he needs to be treated like that, like one, you know? But I'm not going to press charges because I know that he could lose his license if he did work on my son. So I'm not going to try to sue him or anything, so don't worry. But this is something that I want to raise awareness on because I do think that people that identify as an animal should be able to go to the vet. You know, that's the medical attention that they're wanting. And so I really do appreciate you asking this question. I think it's an important topic that we discuss because if we don't, we're never going to make progress. And these people that identify as cats are going to have to continue going to human doctors. And I just don't think that that's fair.
It's not fair.
Who asked the question? What do you mean?
Who
Thank
asked?
You for asking the question. Who asked?
Who, where? Who is it?
Top comment. You read the top comment.
Read it.
I was younger, my parents didn't take me to a psychiatrist. They were able to open my chakra, stabilize my karma, and clean my aura with one single slap.
Oh, sometimes all you need is one, man.
What do the five fingers say to the face? That's a Dave Chappelle line. Yeah. Go to a doctor that identifies a vet.
I like that she's so adamant about like, you should do this.
Yeah.
It's wrong. It's discriminatory for you not to do this.
Yeah.
Also, though, I understand it's illegal for you to do this.
Yeah. Like, I'm not going to sue.
She's just like, I won't sue you.
Yeah. Which side are you on?
It's like, wait a second. So you know this is nuts.
That's so good. That is. I've been sent this a couple times. That is fake.
This is fake.
I think so.
All right.
Which makes it hilarious.
I would guess this is
it's
fake.
Great.
Did you think that was fake, Garrett?
I think I've seen her before, so a little bit.
There you go. So she does stuff like this?
I think so.
Yeah. Which makes it perfect.
It's great.
It's a great piece of content. But the problem with so many things going on, you go, because when you said earlier about go to Andrew Tate's like Twitter, and then you like couldn't find it. I go, oh, maybe I was on like fake Andrew Tate.
Right.
So like I don't. And unfortunately, we don't have time to like.
It's a fact check.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what this podcast is about. Yeah. Kind of. It's like, oh, that's crazy. That's not too far beyond things that I've seen sincerely. That's wild. When is lunch?
Yeah. Right.
Really?
It's also just more fun to just believe it's true.
Yeah.
Or just like,
yeah, but, for the jokes, dude. Like, whatever. Just, who cares?
Yeah.
But if you were like, if what's embarrassing is if we like took a strong stance.
Right.
And like, and then they're like, she was like, I'm kidding.
Yeah.
I'm on your side.
And she'd be like, hey, idiots.
Oh, shoot. We missed it. And
I'm waiting for a kid to be like, I identify as your mom.
Yeah.
It's like, wait, what?
Nice,
it's like,
dude.
I'm the captain now, energy. Yeah. Like, I'm running the house.
Go for it, dude. Yeah. I'd be like, oh, yeah. If you're like, this woman, I don't know her, but is probably so sick of, just like we are, that thing being real.
Yeah.
And she's like, I'm going to make fun of this.
Yeah.
And that's what that is. And then we're like,
she crushed it.
Unbelievable.
Nailed it.
Yeah. Cause people all the time come after my videos and they're like, I can't believe it. I was like, no, wait, no.
They missed the point.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
We're on the same team.
Yeah.
No. Okay. You know,
I've seen some people calling for, you should have to, if you publish something that is satire, like this would be, or like a lot of your videos would be, you have to tag it as satirical. What do you think about that?
That ruins the whole thing.
I agree.
That's why jokes work.
Yeah.
But they, I know they say that. They say that because, if like a lot of these things are being like fact checked or like removed, and just it's not a human is not looking at it. It's either it's a code is looking at it. So they see these words and that script and they go removed.
Right.
You're like, what? No, right. I'm on the side of you.
Yeah. It's like, a joke.
It's a joke, which is helping the narrative that you agree with. We're exposing, but we're with you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But that's why, like, the internet, we're just going to have to figure this out ourselves.
We're trying, man.
That's where we're here.
Some of us are better at it than others.
Some of us are better. And I've been taken by stuff.
For sure.
What if the boat thing never happened?
That could have been Sora AI. It might be. Who knows?
Yeah, it could have been. But you're like, I don't know.
A lot of news outlets are reporting it, so I got to assume it's true.
Gotta assume it's
true. But I'm not in Baltimore.
Let's skip that. Let's skip that other one.
Okay, deal.
Yeah. Let's go down to baby, Rocket Money. This episode brought to you by Rocket Money. Did you find any subscriptions you forgot about or any you paid twice for and didn't realize it? I got that all the time.
Yeah.
I'm always trying to. What app did I get the other day? I'm gonna find it right here. I got a metronome. You know what that is?
Yeah.
You got a metronome?
Yeah, because my girlfriend got me a drum set for my birthday.
I saw that, dude. That's sweet.
And the metronome is like, and you got to play along with it.
Also, wild that you just like play drums.
Oh, yeah, I can play drums. I used to play in high school. Hey, run it back, dude. Let's go, dude. Keep me in the pocket, baby.
I realized I was paying for 3 Spotify memberships last week. Perfect example. That's been fun.
Yeah, and you got an addition to the family coming, bro. For a year.
Yeah.
You got to get control of your finances, dog.
I needed Rocket Money.
Yeah, you need Rocket Money. Yeah. I was like, but I was sitting at the drum set. I needed a metronome, and this one's like downloaded, and you're like, oh, it's however much.
Yeah.
And you go, yeah, sure.
Yep.
But then it just goes forever.
Yeah.
Not with Rocket Money, baby. They'll cancel subscriptions for you. Some of that stuff is time consuming. How do you go figure out what you're paying for? What's on auto, in essence, right?
Yeah.
Did you know that nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had, you said you had Spotify.
Yeah.
I had probably a bunch of photo editing.
Oh yeah.
And like before,
those are pricey.
And CapCut is expensive. Yep. Some of them I use though.
Yep.
So they go, the Rocket Money says this, here's all of them. And then you can just nope.
Yep.
And they'll take it for you.
Yeah.
It's like the mob. They go, hey, he's not paying this anymore.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah. Whoa, he's not.
They just show up with
their
arms
crossed. It's like a mob boss.
No,
yeah.
He's not doing it.
And he has a Boston accent.
Yeah.
Listen, I've always struggled to find the time managing my finances because I'm 40, bro. At the end of a busy week, last thing I want to do is sit down and spend time budgeting all of my expenses. I'm out here trying to live, baby. Track down customer service teams to cancel old subscriptions. I'm not doing that.
No.
By now, I use Rocket Money, and it does all that for you. Rocket Money, a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower yo bills, baby. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved its members an average of $740 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions.
That's legit.
Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/net positive. That's rocketmoney.com/net positive. Or hit the link in the episode description below.
I think people miss, by the way, like they think you gloss over, hit the link in the episode description. All the links for all our ads, all our sponsors, they're all in the episode descriptions.
Wherever you're listening to, people are like, where's the, how do I find the link? Well, where'd you listen to it?
Right.
There.
Mm-hmm.
That's where it is.
Yep.
Get in there. Get the link in the episode. The episode's only possible. Well, like I say, episode's only possible because of the advertisers. That's not true. We've had episodes for a long time before the advertisers.
They're definitely more possible because
episodes
of the
made better.
Yes,
because of the advertisers,
for sure.
Put a little wind in the sails of the old net positive. Here we go. You want to get to the news?
Let's hit the news.
Oh man, this is this is a piece of news out of People Magazine. California pastor allegedly paid $40,000. For hitman to kill daughter's boyfriend who survived.
This could be a real or fake if we want it to be.
Oh, man.
This is
detective uncovered evidence that the father met with the men he hired and provided them information about the victim. My goodness. Let's read this. Okay.
There's the guys.
Yeah. That is it two guys?
Two guys.
Well, let me say that headshot. It's not a headshot. What's it called?
Mugshot.
Yeah, headshot, mugshot.
It's a criminal headshot.
Yeah. Can I get that autograph?
We could rebrand that.
This is my headshot.
Criminal headshots, actually. We don't call them mugshots anymore. That's rude.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If you're Trump, you change a mugshot into a headshot. Okay, Riverside, California. Does that help?
What?
Riverside, California?
Just it being there?
Yeah.
I think so.
Riverside, California father and pastor has been arrested on multiple charges for allegedly hiring a hitman to kill his daughter's boyfriend. My goodness. On the evening of October 21st, an unidentified male was shot several times, but has since recovered from his injuries. I need to find out the story.
Yeah.
I don't need to see, scroll down. Scroll down. I need to know why. Here we go. At the time,
doesn't give a lot of backstory here.
He's a church in Victorville, California. It doesn't say. Police that conducted a search warrant, Long Beach and Linwood homes are relating to the crime.
I'm not seeing. Investigation is still ongoing. Both men are held on $1 million bond. Unclear if more arrests are going to be made. Yeah, not giving backstory as to why the father paid them to do this.
That's
but that lets us.
I'll fill in the rest.
Yeah,
father, hold on. Go back up to the title.
Sure.
A California pastor allegedly paid $40,000 for hitman to kill daughter's boyfriend who survived.
My first red flag is California pastor.
Okay.
Already, I think we got to ask some questions.
It's an oxymoron already.
Is he in Gucci? What's, you know,
because
I mean?
He's California.
What are you wearing? Yeah. Like, how many subscribers does your church YouTube channel have?
Yeah.
I need to know kind of where you're at.
How many,
you're dishing out $40,000.
How many people have you healed from gluten allergies?
Right.
Yeah, we need all that.
How many comments have dropped?
Yes. How many comments say healed?
Let me say, and this was sent to us by a subscriber.
Love it.
Allegedly, all right. I want to know how much is that high or low?
$40,000?
Yeah.
That's a great question.
Is that high for to kill somebody?
So here's what's tough.
That's chump money.
This Google search is going to put me on a list.
Yeah, I don't Google.
So
don't look
I don't
up.
Know
yeah,
if I want to
yeah.
say.
Don't look that
how
up.
Much does it cost to get somebody killed?
You're nearing the Theo Vaughn podcast Googles. You ever seen those memes?
Yes.
Hilarious. Yeah. Right.
So I don't know.
Look up if a California pastor gets $40,000. That's great. I mean, 40 grand. If you say, hey, can you kill this guy for $5,000? He goes, ah, yeah, no problem. Mm-hmm. He's like, this is going to cost you. What is the price based on?
I bet you somebody out there is reading this title like, that's chump money. That's just like.
That's easy? I'm not doing it for less than 100.
Somebody out there in the world.
I would guess you get what you pay for.
Yeah.
I would guess if you're paying somebody to do it for five, it's going to be sloppy. It's going to be messy. Yeah. There's going to be a lot of loose ends. Yeah, if you're going to pay 40, you're probably getting a better product.
You want a premium.
It's going to be a little tighter.
Yeah.
It's like a car wash.
You get what you pay for.
You got to go with basic.
Yeah. You want the platinum plan and you want the bronze.
You want me to take care of the wheels and tires too?
Right.
Yeah. So he goes, I'm going to be. You're never going to hear from me again.
Yeah, this is taken care of. Everything's buttoned up.
If it's 10 grand, you got to, hey, who's the getaway car?
Yeah, you got to micromanage it a little bit.
Yeah, you kind of got to be, you got to lead it.
40 is turnkey, hands off.
Yeah.
They take care of this.
It sounds like it was a bit of a ripoff, apparently.
Yeah. Yeah, because the kid lived. Oh, so there you go. Yeah, yeah. So 40 grand must be cheap.
Great point. I mean,
kind
of. Yeah, maybe that's the low ball.
It must be. It didn't work.
Does he get a refund on the 40K?
Yeah, where's the receipt? If he lived. You get a receipt?
Was it a half now, half later type deal?
Yeah. Mm.
Dog.
They're not going to get the other half, obviously.
Paying somebody. That's crazy. I mean, we're making a joke out of it, but that's wild.
It's insane to me.
Why do you think a California pastor would pay 40 grand to have hitmen kill his daughter's boyfriend?
Related to something romantic.
Okay.
Yeah. Can and only.
Okay.
That's like any kind of crime. It's related to theft or mistrust or something romantic.
Okay.
That's why any kind of case, they go, well, what's the motive?
Right.
Why would they do that? The United States wanted to shut down the world and not let anyone work for 2 years. Why would they do that though? Why? Mm. Yeah, it happened, but if you're saying it's a conspiracy, what's the motive? Mm-hmm. They're like to regain control. If you're going to put out like a virus, well, why would you do that? Mm-hmm. That's some of that stuff never made sense to me because you're like, why? Mm-hmm. Why?
So why do you think you would do this? What could be going on in the relationship that I cannot let my daughter be with this guy?
And if he has 40 grand of resources, surely there's a better way to keep her away from him.
This is insane to me. I think the headshot says it all.
Who's who though? Which guy's the pastor? Which guy's the hitman?
I don't think either of these guys are the pastor.
Oh, they're both the hitmen.
I think these are the hitmen.
Yeah, I mean, the guy on the left did it for sure.
Oh, definitely did it. No. And the guy on the right saw it. He saw something.
Yeah, he's the supervisor.
Yeah.
40K. That's crazy. I did see I mean, so you're obviously witnessing. A guy would never do that to get rid of a son's girlfriend. The anger doesn't go that way. For a daughter's boyfriend,
the protection doesn't play the same.
No, if your son's dating some girl that's terrible, he never wants to kill him.
Right.
I don't think.
No, I don't think so either.
I would imagine that. I would imagine that emotionally.
This is a father-daughter dynamic for sure.
For sure.
So it says the male victim stated he was driving on this road, approaching this road, when another vehicle pulled up alongside him.
Yeah.
Gunfire came from this other vehicle, and he was struck several times.
Yeah.
The victim drove himself to the hospital.
Terrible job.
And was treated for his injuries. So just
terrible job.
He was like, ah, dang. This is inconvenient. I just have to stop off at the emergency room.
Let me look up Memorial Hospital and pull through.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm good to go.
How wild to get shot and then see that car speed off into the distance and just be like, I'm okay.
Yeah. Man.
Huh. Yeah, I can still
I'm all right.
Wow. Leg. What do you need to get you need an arm? Head, heart, and leg to push the gas pedal.
Yeah.
I'm good to go.
Yeah, I'm good.
Shot several times.
Huh.
Anyway.
Man.
How far can I make it?
Yeah. I mean, my interior is kind of messed up now, but like, otherwise.
He's like, did they pay 40K for this?
What is it?
It felt like a 5K hit, really. That didn't really feel.
Do you think he's pissed at that he's not respected by the fact that, you thought you were going to take, that's it?
Do you know what he should do?
What?
That boyfriend should propose the next day.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
After asking the dad.
Yeah.
Telling the dad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, man.
That's a move.
That's like anger that's like, that is like, like we went to the Sanford. We went and watched Sanford play Kansas in Salt Lake City. And on the way in, I was telling Lydia, I was like, "Hey, I'm not gonna have any gestures of like outbursts of like anger." Because like when I, especially in sports, and you're in like the enemy territory. And I said to her, so there was this guy, there's three guys on their team. One of them is named Timberlake, and the other guy's name's like Fogarty or something like that. And this is my team that I love and would, right? I've followed for years and I played sports there for, and it's like, I'm all in, right?
Yep.
We're down by like 20. We end up coming back and almost winning the game. But I lean to her and I go, "Hey, you know, like, the most I know about it is in like SEC football when somebody like gets on like the guy's Instagram, like a kid that's like lost the kicker, like missed the field goal. And he's like, I'm going to kill your family." Or like, I go, I would never, ever comment that. But like, I felt those feelings.
Mm.
You were like, I would never, of course, ever, ever do that.
Yeah.
I would like never do that. But you go, "Oh, I understand why." Like that is an anger that is deep.
Yeah.
That you're furious that you're like, I can't, and you want to do something about it.
Yeah.
And you don't, fuming. That's not the proper, obviously, way to do it. But you're like, I got a DM the other day. Let me read this off topic, but hilarious. I mean, I don't know if it's hilarious. Yeah, it is funny. This guy says to me here you go. I'll read it to you. "Why would you call yourself Christ? Like, I don't know what you're trying to do. I know that isn't your real name because obviously you're not Jesus, but you do realize God isn't amused. Like, you should really rethink your whole image," spelled H-O-L-E, by the way. "You should rethink your whole image. I mean, it's pretty dangerous game. I just think you might not want to be using such a powerful name when you're not him. I just would hate for something to happen to you," meaning God let his own son die on the cross and you're just some guy.
Oh.
I was like, "Wait, what?"
You should send back a mirror selfie of you just like this and just write, "I'm him."
I'm him. Himothy.
Yeah.
I go, "Wait, what?" I go, "Is this a joke or is this serious?" I never really comment. I was like, he goes, "Did you choose your name?" I go, "No, that's my real name."
Yeah.
That's the end.
That's my real name.
And
period.
Blocked.
Wait, no, I know you're trying to, like, I think you said my last name is like, I should have read it as Christ. Why is your name Christ?
Yeah.
I go, what?
He spelt it though, how you spell it?
Christ, yeah.
So then he doesn't know how to spell.
Chose that name?
But he also said whole, H-O-L-E.
Yeah.
So yeah.
There were some other grammatical errors in there.
But what time was that at?
Oh, no.
That's important. Yeah, the timestamp. The timestamp means everything to me.
4:10 a.m.
All right.
You're just like, yeah. It's like when I make a joke and then was like, "I can't believe it." And then I just like screenshot my profile and says comedian. I just circle it and send it back. And you're like, "I can't believe it." And you go, 4:10 a.m.
Yeah, 4:10.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey.
So.
Yeah. Hey. It was late.
Yeah.
It was 4:10 a.m.
Really?
You're good.
So late that it was early.
He woke up later and just looked at that and just was like regretting everything.
Oh, my bad. I would definitely regret sending, like, you hear, I mean, death threats that players get all the time.
Yeah.
In like foreign countries in Europe, people like get killed.
Yeah.
Like soccer goalies that like allow goals, they like find them.
That's so insane.
I know.
Yeah. Oh,
but
no.
I felt,
what a nightmare.
I felt those like feelings like, but then like, I mean, what's crazy about this is once you initiate that conversation that's a crime.
Yes.
Once you start that conversation, it's conspiracy.
Right.
You're done.
Yep.
So you go, I mean, how long has that anger been building up?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I just can't imagine
how much
he doesn't want his daughter with this guy. I will say though, as you were talking, I was thinking about like, it would feel really cool to make that call.
Like the movies.
Yeah.
If this was a simulation.
Right.
If this was all ending.
Right.
Hey.
The call that just goes, do it. And then you hang up.
First call is like, meet me at the deli.
Oh, no. I don't think that call is as cool.
Oh, that's not
cool. I think the two calls that are cool are the call.
It. Yeah.
Get it done.
If.
Hang up.
Yeah.
And then 5 minutes later, you pick up the phone and all you hear is, it's done. And then you hang up and break your phone and you walk away. That to me is like.
Yeah.
You have your Liam Neeson moment.
That's cool, man.
Yeah. Unfortunately, the call 5 minutes later was like, he drove himself to the hospital.
Yeah.
Like, oh, shoot, dude. What? what?
And then the call 5 minutes after that is, hey, this is Orange County Police.
Unfortunately, it's, that's how it is in the simulation.
Yeah.
Throw your phone into the river.
Yeah.
And then you're free.
That would be, get it done.
Do you think this, let me say two questions.
Sure.
One, do you think the pastor, do you think the boyfriend went to the church?
No. No, that was my first thought. Is there's no way he's a Christian?
Who?
The boyfriend.
The pastor.
No, the well,
first. I'll leave that one up to Jesus.
Now we know someone. Okay, yeah.
I think the boyfriend's got to be outside the church.
Oh, he's got to be. Living in sin.
Got to be, man.
Yeah,
and got to be leading the daughter astray
because he's not on the same rules. He's working outside the rules.
And there's no way that the daughter would be going astray without him. There's
no way.
No way, dude.
Good point.
No way.
Well, maybe now he'll be Christian. After
maybe
this.
He's changed his ways.
Maybe this was the ministry moment.
He's like, I saw Jesus in the car that day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He took those bullets.
I really saw God.
What if?
He took those bullets for me.
Yeah. Do you think this anger, do you think this anger has seeped in to some sermons?
Yes.
No, that's dude.
Right?
Yes.
Hey,
no
listen.
No question.
We're here to preach out of John 6 today, but some of y'all are making some poor choices, okay? In the people you've decided to date. And I'm just saying, in general, some of y'all are worth more, and you're dating people below your value.
And he's just looking at his daughter in the front row whole time.
Does she go there? She
used to the church?
She used to.
She's definitely used to. She's been missing a lot recently.
She's been gone a lot.
She's been missing church a lot.
Yeah, but there he's sending the links, sermon links.
Yeah.
Check out this link at 2641.
Yeah.
Drop a comment.
Yeah. Thought of you.
If he got saved, we'll have him on the pod. We'll have the kid on the pod.
The boyfriend?
The boyfriend. We'll have him on the pod.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. I'll try to reach out to him.
Dude,
yeah.
No, dude.
I can't
put the most massive target on.
Dude, imagine being like, your dad ordered a hit on your boyfriend or girlfriend. That is so insane.
It's insane. Not so much for him. He knows, the boyfriend knows the hate.
Yes.
But
they both are well aware of the hate.
But
I'm sure.
But to go
to these lengths.
The girl's kind of like in the middle of it. Like, I've given up that you and dad are going to be buddies.
Yeah.
I've given up that. So I'm going to go hang boyfriend here, hang with parents here. These are going to be separate.
Right.
She's not aware of this.
Right.
She finds out this is crazy. And my last question, I'll leave you with this.
Yeah.
Was any of that $40K tithe money?
Oh no. Oh no. Oh no. Oh no. Oh no.
It had to have been.
It paid for the ammunition.
Oh no.
It paid for the Glock. It paid for the gas money in the getaway vehicle.
So, I mean, I guess the tithe money goes to the pastor's salary.
Sure.
So indirectly, it's all of it.
Right.
If that's what his job is.
The church is looking around like, is this what my tithes went to?
Yeah.
I would venture to say that he's probably not a pastor anymore.
Mm-hmm. I think it's probably
and there's some that, churches that have overlooked some things.
Yeah, this one's tough.
This one's tough. Does it say that? No, we don't have to say that anymore.
Yeah, what a bummer. No. What a bummer.
But if it was the end times.
Hey.
Yeah. Mm. And he was driving to make that stop. And he was driving over a bridge and it collapsed. What going on?
Now we're really in the simulation.
Your boyfriend was Diddy.
No.
All right, then fairly fair.
Yeah.
Hey, sounds like
two birds.
And
know?
I'm neutral. I don't know enough to comment, but you're like, nah.
This guy's like playing GTA.
Yeah.
That's order like the hit in for the your next challenge. Get 100 XP points.
Where did we talk about it? Where did we talk about it? Is in the news, I think, last week or something like that. That like this case is going to go in front of a cop.
Yes.
And the judge is going to be like,
You wanted, so
what was
who
it?
Do you, we were talking about the kid who made the drink for the, his mom made the drink for the bully.
The kid was getting bullied. A guy was stealing his drink. So his mom made this like a poison.
It was like vinegar. It wasn't really poison. It was like vinegar
and
pepper. And
the kid stole his drink and drank it and had to go to the hospital.
Oh no.
So we were
fine.
Like.
The kid was fine.
But we were like, sick, dude. We were like, that's awesome.
Yeah.
So the judge is.
That's a good strat.
Yeah.
Good strat.
So the judge is going to be like, all right.
Yeah.
Which is. Honestly, not to get into it, but like what it seems like what people are doing to Trump, because they're like, all right, this whatever he's done with real estate, and you fine him $500 million. You're like, it sounds like you guys don't like him, but you guys don't have to comment on that either. But it's a similar with like you go, if like with the Shohei Ohtani stuff,
yeah,
is they go the so. He's Japanese,
right?
And our baseball is huge in Japan.
Massive.
The MLB is huge in Japan.
Yes.
So this is and he's one of our biggest stars.
Yes.
So
he's the highest paid
by far.
Yeah.
So you go to the commissioner of baseball and you go, hey, we got this. You got to go. Seems like, you know, it goes in front of the person that's going to be, ah.
So who does,
what I'm saying.
What judge does this California pastor hope to get? Somebody with a daughter who is also straying?
No, yeah, and with a horrible boyfriend.
Yeah.
And he's going to go.
Or married. He needs a judge whose daughter has been in a bad marriage for like 10 years. Yeah, and the dad's just sick of seeing it because the husband sucks.
And he sees the symptoms,
yes,
of this kid,
exactly,
with hit. And yeah. The judge still is enduring.
Yes.
I wish.
Yes, he's trying to help. He sees his daughter in this guy's daughter.
Which is like the TV show Suits. It's like, oh, you're going in front of that judge?
Mm.
Oh, they're not going to rule with you because of it's all still human beings.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean,
that's what he needs.
He goes, and he's probably going to be like, hey, this is a little too egregious. I can't let you off for this, but tell you what, double it, pay me 80. Mm-hmm.
double it and give it to the next person.
What? Sounds like a great Netflix documentary.
Hell yeah. That's all of life these days.
That's a good one, dude.
We hope to help you out. Hope you able to entertain you. Everybody, shout out to everybody that I was gonna say likes and comments, but that
kind of backed yourself into a corner there.
Everybody that messages us, because all these topics we just get from the listeners.
Yeah, man.
Because they all, I feel like my live show is just like that. It's like people that think like me.
Mm.
I go, you're all in here because you saw one of my videos and you think like me.
Yeah.
And that's all the show is. It's just an hour of me on stage saying things that you guys are like, yeah, I can't believe you said that, but that's freaking hilarious.
Just one big group chat, man.
Let's go, baby. Net positive. See you next week. Oh, next week. We're not going to tease it.
Let's not tease it. Let's not
tease it.
The only teaser will be.
Yeah.
Make sure you tune in next week.
Oh, I like that. Yeah. Net positive. We'll see you next week, baby.
I mean, yeah, sure, it was a little weird, but on the net, on the, it was a positive. It was a positive. You cannot be serious. On the net, it's a positive.